I'd like to speak to you for a few minutes on Romans 2, verses 12 to 15. If you have your Bible, you can follow along with me. Let me read the relevant words. Remind you of them. All who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law. And all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. And then Paul goes on to say, Gentiles do not have the law. And then he says it again. They do not have the law. He goes on to say that the work of the law is written on their hearts, and their consciences also, their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them. What does he say? All men are sinners. Jews, Israel, was privileged above all other peoples by God when he gave them his law. The Gentiles did not have that law, but they still sin, and they will perish if they die in their sins, even though they did not have the law. The Jews were privileged to have the law written on the tables of stone and given to Moses with the whole body of commandments in the Old Covenant on Sinai. Paul says this in several other scriptures and many and other places throughout the scriptures too. It comes in other writers. 1 Corinthians 9:21, Ephesians 2:11-17, Romans 3:2, Romans 9:4, and especially perhaps Psalm 147:19-20. Israel was privileged above all nations to have the law. The Gentiles did not have the law. Ephesians 2, the law given to Israel marked them out, and it was a barrier, a wall of hostility between them and the Gentiles. Back to our text, my text, Romans 2, 12-15, Gentiles do not have the law. Gentiles do not have the law, but they have the work of the law written on their hearts. Covenant theologians do not like that. They say all men have the law. Adam had it. All men have it. Gentiles have it. It's not just Jews. Even though the text I'm reading to you says the Gentiles do not have the law. Ah, say the covenant theologians. Look at verse 15. They have the law written on their hearts. I have two things to say about that. Look at verse 15. If that's true, that the Gentiles have the law written on their hearts, then that's turned the whole passage upside down, and it's turned these other scriptures upside down. The Jews are no longer the advantaged people. The Gentiles are. Because the Jews, the poor old Jews, only had the law written on tables of stone. Whereas the Gentiles had the law written on their hearts. And yet the Bible says the Jews were privileged to have the law above the Gentiles who did not have the law. In any case, verse 15 does not say the law was written on the Gentiles' hearts. It's not speaking of that at all. It says the work of the law is written on their hearts. What is he talking about, Paul? He's speaking about conscience, a rudimentary sense of right and wrong. He goes on to say, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them. They debate and argue amongst themselves, and then within themselves, their conscience tells them that they're doing wrong, they're failing or sinning. How do they get this rudimentary knowledge? Because God has shown it to them. Romans chapter 1, verses 19 to 32. What can be known about God is plain to them. He's talking about pagans there, the Gentiles. Because God has shown it to them. Shown what? His invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived, how? Ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made. So that they are without excuse, you see. That's the point. Even though they know God's decree that those who practice such things, these sins that he's listed in Romans 1, These pagans deserve to die, but they still go on doing it. They give approval to those who practice them, but they know it's wrong. Their conscience bears witness. Their rudimentary sense of right and wrong. That's what they have written on their hearts, this work of the law. But it was the Jews who had the law written, and they were privileged to have it. Covenant theologians, of course, are eager to maintain the oneness of all the covenants. Moses, Abraham, Noah, and the new covenant. They even say that Adam had a covenant, although there's no scripture for it. And they try to make out it's all one and the same covenant, just different administrations. But these passages, Romans 2, 12 to 15, and the others I've quoted, refute that absolutely. 2 points. When you look at Paul preaching to the Gentiles in Acts 14, Acts 17, notice he does not use the law. They don't know the law, you see, the Gentiles. Now, Calvin said, the law is useful. We preach the law to sinners, Gentiles included, to prepare them for Christ. Paul did not. You can't find any biblical preacher who preached the law to Gentiles because they didn't know it. They didn't have it. The law does not prepare sinners for Christ. Paul preached to their conscience, to nature, to the book of nature, to the rudimentary right sense of right and wrong, common sense and such like. That's where he started. He started where they were, not where they were not. And one other point. If covenant theologians are right, and all men have the law written on their heart, pagans as well, would they show me any pagan nation that keeps the Sabbath by nature? And by the way, the Sabbath is the seventh day in Scripture. It's not one day in seven. It's not any old day. It's the seventh day, and it's from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. If the law is written on the Gentile's heart by nature, the fourth commandment is there. And therefore we shall see all men keeping the Sabbath from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. Or, of course, if they don't keep it, condemning themselves for not keeping it. My friend, if any man maintains that all men by nature know they have to keep the seventh day Sabbath, and that's the only Sabbath there is in Scripture as a day, the seventh day, Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, if any man claims that, he must be living in cloud cuckoo land. The truth is, Romans 2, 12 to 15, the Gentiles do not have the law. They're still sinners. They sin against their conscience. They sin against the revelation of God in nature. They know it. They suppress the knowledge of God, it tells me in Romans 1. And they're guilty. And the Jews are guilty too. They've had the advantage. But having the law is not enough. Whether you have the law or not, you'll be judged for your sin. As he goes on to say in Romans, the only way to be free from the condemnation of God is to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, and to be right with God by faith in him, not by the works of the law. But I'll stick to my text. New covenant theology made simple. Take the Bible as it's written. Believe the apostles. Believe the scriptures as they stand. Don't warp and twist them. All men are sinners. Some have the law, that's the Jews. Some don't, the pagans, Gentiles. But whether they have it or whether they don't, all men know that they are sinners. And Christ alone is the only way of salvation. That's New Covenant theology. That's New Covenant theology as far as I'm concerned. Scriptural theology, apostolic theology, made simple.